Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Divi Nation. Divi is a podcast and video show by Elegant Themes, the creators of Divi, the ultimate WordPress theme and visual page builder. The goal of Divi Nation is really simple. We want to provide you with the knowledge, insights, and supportive community that you need to be successful with WordPress and Divi. I'm your host, Nathan B. Weller, and as your host, it's my job to facilitate that success by having various guests from the Divi and wider WordPress community onto the show to share their stories and experiences with you. Today, I'm interviewing Kathy Kroll Romana of Viva Design Studio, where she and a team of collaborators take a vivacious approach to web design, web development, SEO, and other web-related services. Kathy has built her business so that she can focus on following her joy while others fill in the accompanying gaps. I think it's a great approach to design and to business that has allowed her to feel fulfilled while she runs a sustainable business out of her home. We talk about all that and a lot more in today's episode. Here it is. Kathy, welcome to Divi Nation.
Hey, Nathan. How's it going today?
It's going all right. Pretty good. I see you've got your hot cocoa in your giant mug, and I've got my giant mug of coffee. So good morning, East Coast person. This isn't always the case.
Good morning.
Usually, the last recording I did just yesterday was with Carl Heaton of Web Courses Bangkok. And so we were 11 hours different.
Oh,
he's
goodness.
Over there. It's dark at night and I'm here, you know, it's bright early in the morning. So it's nice when we can work it out so that there's another East Coast person, East Coast time zone person. Speaking of which, where exactly are you located?
I am in northern New Jersey. Biggest town near me is Paramus, which is a shopping mecca. One of the original shopping meccas. At one point, we had 5 large shopping malls there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a monument to shopping for sure. And we always like to ask people what it's like to live a day in life. You run Viva Design Studio out of your home, correct?
Yes, I do.
So what's a day... Yeah, what's a day running Viva Design Studio like for you?
A day usually starts with checking Facebook because that's where all my Divi people are. See what's going on with everybody. Check my emails. See what's going on with the clients. Hopefully there's a new contact form filled out. Yay, that would be nice. and then I dig into the Divi, whatever project I happen to be working on. My biggest role is being the designer for my company. So that's where I spend the bulk.
Oh, nice. So you have some other folks who you collaborate with that do other things for you?
Yes, yes. I actually don't have real employees yet. I don't think that I ever will. But I have a few. It fluctuates, but right now I have, can I name names?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
David Elster is doing a lot of the nuts and bolts stuff in the back end for me. So a lot of the development work that just... I would say I can do, but I waste a lot of time doing it, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, that was two episodes ago, the last episode since people have, since this recording, which is focus on your genius, do what you do.
Do what you do. And I like to design. I like to write. I like to dabble with the Photoshop and a little, mm-hmm. you know, graphic, but, if I get too deep into the CSS, I'll just waste a whole day where David can just bang it out in minutes. So mm-hmm. I realized, yeah, maybe that's the better way to go. And Tammy Grant helps me out with support, maintenance, backups. And,
oh, very cool.
And such. Yeah, she's wonderful. They're both great. I tried a few other things. I tried a copywriter. Actually, I tried 3 copywriters and realized that's something I just like to do better myself. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm a control freak, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what's hard about copywriting is it's hard to get the voice right. That's, I think, always the main challenge is, you know, yes, you know, if you got your grammar and you got, you know, your actual writing in the right place, that's only like half the battle when it comes to copywriting. The other half the battle is much harder, and it's getting the voice of the brand. And that takes a lot of work. And if you're living it, then you're the best one to do it.
That's it. And, you know, I found a lot of people call me or, you know, contact me and they say, I looked at your site. It speaks to me. Mm. So if my writing on my own site, which I did myself, is speaking to people, I think my writing for them is going to be the right voice. And when I do send it out, I get it back, and here I am rewriting everything because it's not in my voice.
Well, that's an interesting strategy, and I think that a lot of people do that and maybe don't know it, which is, you know, they try to attract, you know, they have a brand, and then they try to attract people who are of sort of the same tribe, so to speak, so that whatever their mode that they live in or that they occupy most naturally, they're able to do that exact thing for their client. I think that was a lesson I learned a long while back, you know, probably 10 years ago when I first started copywriting for people. I was doing business plans, I was doing brochures, I was doing restaurant menus. Anything that had words on it, I would give it a go. I even tried to ghostwrite someone's novel for them, and it was a nightmare. I mean, none of the work was undoable, but the mental strain of jumping from one one voice or one person's shoes into another, and then, you know, still meeting quotas and deadlines, that was brutal. So I think you're on the right track there with, you know, focusing on your genius, like we've learned in the past, and then staying within your brand and voice, even for your client work, not just your own website. So it sounds like, you know, you're doing a steady business now. But let's go back to the beginning. How did you get into WordPress to begin with?
Wow. So the beginning, I guess, okay, so I'm probably one of the oldest, I hate to say it, but I am probably one of the oldest members of the Divi community. Those are gray hairs.
What are you talking about? So, I'm like 72.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm close. So actually, you know, I'm not even a child of the 80s. I'm an adult of the 80s. So, you know, I started my career in the mid 80s as a COBOL programmer for big corporations around here. Did that for 20 years. And I do everything a little off schedule. I got married when I was 41.
Oh.
And, yeah. And popped into a nice little instant family. My husband had small children. And so I said, okay, time to be the mom at 41. I'm going to be a mom. So I, you know, retired from corporate life, stayed home, you know, totally did the mom thing. And then after about two years, I guess the youngest was in school full time. I said, okay, I can only clean the house so many times a day.
Before I go completely mental.
I said, what am I going to do? You know, so my husband said, whatever you want.
Yeah.
So we had just done a big renovation on the house, and I loved every minute of it. So I said, oh, you know what? I really think this interior design thing might be way to go. So I go back to school, take some, you know, continuing education classes, get a certificate in interior design. And they said, oh, well, you know, get some business cards, set up a website. Now, this is like 2006. Mm. And it's just starting to, you know, really come back again, right? So you make your own website. So I used like Yahoo Site Builder to make this website. I gotta tell you, it was at the time, front page was a big thing at that time, which it doesn't even exist anymore. So I make this little site, and this one of my plumbing supplier calls me up. He's like, hey Kat, you know, I saw your website, it's really nice. Who built it for you? Can you make us one? So I did, and I never turned back. You know, I never looked back. I was out of interior design before I even got in it. And
that is amazing.
Yeah, and made him a website, and it just, you know, they told two friends and so on. So
wow. So even at that early stage, using tools like FrontPage and the kind of what we would think of now as these, like, you know, I remember I built some of my first sites with like GeoCities and, and all.
Right.
So these, you know, you look back now and you're like, oh, these tools are so archaic and just,
oh, they were terrible.
Yeah. But even at that stage, you were hooked. You loved it.
Well, I think because you know, for me, web design is that perfect blend, you know, being a COBOL programmer, you know, I have a degree in computer science. So, so that was my background, but I always had this artistic creative side.
Yeah.
So that was why I went to the interior design side.
Nice.
And it's almost like the perfect blend.
That analytical creative blend. Right? Yeah. Love that. So when did WordPress come along?
Well, so I went from the Yahoo site builder. I said, you know, I got to up my game if I'm going to do stuff for more than just my friends, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm looking around, and I found Joomla. And Joomla is, I don't know, you know, viewers, how many of you have seen it, but it's similar in concept to WordPress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But almost like on that, not, I don't know if it's enterprise scale, but on a much bigger mm-hmm. kind of powerful scale, and it's really for bigger companies than, you know, the landscapers I was working with. But right. I said, it looks nice. Look at these templates. They're really polished. Everything looks so much better than what I'm making. So I dug in. I don't know if you can see my wall behind me, but all of my Joomla books are up on the top shelf there. And there is a whole shelf of them. And, you know, I dug in. I read every page of books, you know, this thick. And did a whole bunch of sites using it. And I liked it. But it was frustrating. It was hard. Mm-hmm. Because their templates, and maybe it had something to do with, you know, my level of HTML and CSS at that time, but I found that I couldn't customize them quite to that degree that I wanted to. So they were pretty much, you plug it in, you can change your colors, change your logo, but it was really...
It's kind of set in stone after that.
Yeah. So...
be like if you were editing a WordPress theme, but every edit you had to do was in the PHP templates or something. Right. You know, like it's possible, but it feels much more set in stone than if it were just like tweaking in colors. Yeah, sorry, right. go on. Because I've worked in Joomla, so I'm trying to bridge the gap there for some folks who are listening who haven't before.
Yeah. So in my travels, I one of my clients introduced me to a guy who specialized in SEO. Okay. All he did was SEO. He was a cold calling king.
Oh, wow.
He went out and just found the most unlikely people for websites. And since he didn't build them, and we had this mutual client, next thing you know, we were working together. Again, not same company, but, you know, referring back and forth.
Collaborating and referring.
Collaborating. And so he... he's like, Kat, you know, you're frustrated with this Joomla because, oh, gosh, it would take me a whole month to do the simplest site.
Oh, okay.
And then I'd worry about, updating, maybe a new version. And again, back then, this is all new to me, right? Yeah. I don't know how to do backups. One of my sites got hacked. All of it, you name it, it happened, right? So he's like, Kat, why don't you try WordPress? You know, it's... like, that's a blogging thing, you know, 2010. Mm-hmm. That's a blogging, right? So I'm like, I don't know. He goes, oh, no, you know, you should try it. I had this Elegant Themes membership, honest, mm-hmm. you know. And I was like, okay, well, let me take a look. So he threw me a client. I said, all right, just to try it, just to make you happy. Because he was like, oh, WordPress, because it's easier for him to do his SEO, because mm-hmm. he's familiar with
Framework. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and he's like, oh, Joomla, what is Joomla? You know, that's how we kept going back and forth. So he said, you know, give it a shot. I said, okay. So I go and I make one. I think it was the cuisine theme. I can't remember the name of it now. So I go ahead and I do it. And it was nice. But I said, gosh, you know, it's like learning a whole new tool. I just kind of mastered Joomla. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go and learn a whole nother. It's going to be just as hard. It took me 2 more years to come around. But I finally said, okay.
Well, and by 2012, I mean, the CMS like mantra was all the rage in the WordPress community. Everybody's like, it's more than a blogging platform. It's a CMS. It's this. It's that. So I could see how over those 2 years from 2010 to 2012, you got sold on it because I was blogging a lot about WordPress at that time. And I remember it seemed like every article we were mentioning that. So.
Yeah, the transition to you can make real pages and you can do a design and really customize it. Mm-hmm. So, I think by 2013, I was like, okay, I'm going to transition over. And then next thing you know, Divi came along.
Divi's out. Yeah. And
it's a life changer. You know, it really was. It was that eureka moment, like, oh my gosh, this is what I've been waiting for all this time, you know? So,
Because when I got into WordPress, you know, I had worked for a lot of clients, like blogging clients, and we would write in the back end of Joomla, which that's not super fun. Because it's a really bare bones back end, and it's just you have to write everything in HTML. And at the time, I wasn't a big fan of that. Turns out I made it into a habit, so I write everything in HTML anyway now. But jumping from just that to, I think one of the first frameworks I got into was Genesis, and having just that jump and going, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then I jumped to Canva from WooThemes, and it was, oh, whoa, they have all these theme options. And then I found Divi, and it was like, poof. So I couldn't imagine going from the Joomla bare bones back end to basically Divi first as my first major framework. That I would have been jumping up and down.
I really was. Like, drag, drop. What? Yeah. No way.
Yeah. Why is this not normal?
I know.
So I'm assuming at that point you were like, okay, this is what I'm using for my client work.
Yes, absolutely. So from that point on, when Divi came out, I've not done Joomla. Mm-hmm. So it was really a life changing thing. And then the the support was great. And I do remember at some point, oh gosh, I guess it was the fall of 2014. And I was either in the support forums or commenting on a blog. I can't remember exactly which it was, but it was in ET. And my favorite person of all time, Keith Davis, had posted, because this was, again, this was the next life changer.
How have we not had him on the podcast yet?
I need
to fix that. He's all over the place, and I always see him on Facebook, and we've just never connected. It's got to happen.
It has to happen, because I really think he is responsible for the Facebook Divi boom. Oh. Because I know Eileen had started the original Divi theme user group. Keith went everywhere and dropped a little bomb. Oh, come join our group. And it was, like I said, in whatever it was, whether it was the support group or a blog post, but Keith dropped this little, you know, oh, if you need some help, why don't you come over to.
Yeah.
And that's where I met Gino, Nathan, Eileen, of course. And you know, the list is long now, to have that community helping, because my biggest frustration all of the years before Divi and the communities was working really alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I couldn't find it in one of these dreadful books up here, being the old person that I am, I came from a paper documentation books and so if you didn't know somebody to ask, because of course, when you work in corporate America, you ask your coworker.
But yeah,
when you're working in your basement, you're kind of on your own, right? So to have that community, just to ask the simplest questions. Mohit at the time was, he was super SJ, So your day you didn't waste days trying to figure out the smallest problems. And so that helped the productivity so much. So that was a big thing.
Awesome. Well, so there's one thing that you and I talked about beforehand, and I think everybody's listening along is going to agree that you've been on quite a journey so far, from, your Cobalt coding days to being at home to interior design that went straight into web design to Joomla to WordPress to Divi. One thing that I wanted to ask you, and I think it would be a good way for us to sort of highlight here at the end of our episode, is just like maybe you could identify some either decisions or things that along the way were kind of big milestones in your learning and improvement. So what were either habits that you developed or things you came across as resources that you would recommend to other people who are kind of just following that path, whatever path they're on, but they're trying to improve themselves, they're trying to get better at web design, trying to get better at WordPress, whatever that may be.
Okay. first of all, you know, if you're starting out, don't give up.
Never give up. Yes.
Never give up. Because I have to tell you, there have been so many clients along the way where I said, that's it. I'm giving them their money back and I'm never doing this again. Yeah. And somehow you get past it. And most of it is, you know, not being afraid to say, like, you can't do it all, and finding the help. Because, like I said, I struggled for probably 6 years of just me doing, you know. And when I discovered ET, the support there, and then that, you know, evolved into the Facebook communities, I realized, you know, you don't have to hire employees. You don't have to go searching, you know, the want ads. Mm-hmm. There's a community out there, and not only are they willing to help, but they need work too, right? So collaborating was the biggest thing that made me more productive, definitely. Finding the people that you can trust, you know, of course, and then, you know, just making it fair. Oh, the other person I have to drop the name drop is Adam Binder, who, you know, that was a trip. It turned out, you know, he was one of the original customer spotlight people.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. And so I'm reading his story and I said, oh, he's from New Jersey. Oh, no, he's my competition. Right. That's your first thought because you're working alone and you don't know any better. And turns out he is one of my biggest supporters. He's so helpful. He's my SEO social media collaborator. So nice. Whenever clients, you know, because there was a time when I really thought I can do this, all of it, right? Mm-hmm. I can design, I can write the copy, I can figure out SEO. I the whole reason I'm on Facebook is because clients said, what's Facebook? And I didn't know. So you check it out. Oh, I can do this too. I started a little maintenance plan, and by like, the end of 2015, I was pulling my hair out.
Yeah.
I can't do it all. So now who can I get to help me in a way that I was turning away work because, you know, I'm spending all this time on each client, you know? So that's when I started to figure out, you know, okay, Adam Binder's not my competition. He can help me. We can share. And so that works out. David Elster can help me. I took my entire maintenance clients and offered them to whoever wanted them because I want to be a web designer.
Yeah.
Now my whole business is about building the sites for the clients.
Yeah.
The rest of it,
it's not your passion. It's not your genius.
It's not my genius. And it doesn't make me particularly happy. Mm-hmm. You know, the extra money did not compensate for the stress and the misery. Mm-hmm. So you figure out your genius and then you figure out how to take care of your clients another way. And by collaborating with these people, it worked out for everybody.
I think I love that. And I think the common thread, you know, that I'm seeing in there is, you know, when you said never give up, I think that's so important because the path that people take to finding their ideal work-life balance, their ideal business, whatever goal you're shooting towards, is just keep moving. Because if you had stopped it, if you had just decided, well, no, I'm definitely like going to be an interior designer. I decided to do it and I'm going to do it and I'm not that happy with it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Then you never would have done any of this. But the fact that you caught that, you know, you caught that bug and you're like, I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to keep moving along, keep going. I think that's essential to this kind of lifestyle, being able to sort of combination of determination, stubbornness and conversely
enjoy.
Going with still, the flow, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Go ahead.
You have to love what you do.
Absolutely.
You know? And
absolutely.
When you find that, then it's not stressful anymore.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Then it becomes fun. And, you know, I can still see myself doing this and now knowing how to get past the things that are stressful and how to grow, that I can keep doing this until it's just not important to me anymore, right? But yeah. Right now.
So maybe another way we could put it is follow your joy.
That's it. Follow my joy. Follow my Viva. That's what it's all about.
Well, that's all for this episode of Divination. Thanks for tuning in. I just want to give another big thank you to our guest, Kathy Kroll Romana, for coming on the show. If you have any questions about what we discussed in today's episode, feel free to leave them in the comments section on the Elegant Themes blog, and we'll be sure to respond. Thanks again for tuning in, everyone. I look forward to seeing you around the community. And as always, I'll be back here next week with another episode of Divination.